What oath does a Supreme Court justice take?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
When a Supreme Court justice takes office, he or she takes this oath. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will administer justice without respect to persons, and do equal right to the poor and to the rich, and I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me as a judge under the Constitution and laws of the United States. So help me God. Interestingly, that oath is very similar to what Moses urged upon the judges in his day. When the people multiplied beyond his ability to see that they received justice, he selected a group of wise and respected leaders. He appointed them to serve as judges. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 1 that in installing them, he gave them these directions: be perfectly fair in your decisions and impartial in your judgment. Hear the cases of those who are poor as well as those who are rich. Don't be afraid of anyone's anger, for the decision you make is God's decision. Justice was to be impartial because it expresses God's concern for fairness. Justice came from God. We did not invent it. Thomas Jefferson knew that. He said, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just." Of course, biblical justice is not just about punishing the offender. It's also about making the victim whole. God instructs us to be fair in the courts, in business, and in our dealings with each other.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.